For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Meteorologists confirmed that Florence spawned 8 tornadoes in Virginia on Monday, most of them around Richmond. A judge in West Virginia orders a temporary halt to construction of the Mountain Valley Pipeline there. And DuPont is committed to $50 million in restoration projects because of mercury pollution in Waynesboro. We'll take a look at some of the projects. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, September 20th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
The National Weather Service has confirmed that the remnants of Hurricane Florence spawned a total of 8 tornadoes in Virginia on Monday. 7 of the tornadoes were spread across the Richmond metro area. Another tornado hit Mecklenburg County near the North Carolina border the same day. The strongest tornado leveled a flooring company in Chesterfield, killing a man who worked there. That storm was categorized as an EF2 tornado, packing winds of 120 miles per hour. Another man was killed in Louisa County on Tuesday when his truck was swept away by a flash flood. A judge in West Virginia has ordered a temporary stay, halting construction of the Mountain Valley Pipeline there. The Register Herald reports that a circuit judge issued the stay Tuesday over construction in Summers County. That's on the Virginia border, not far from Blacksburg and Christiansburg. The order stops work on property where the pipeline will enter the Greenbrier River in Pence Springs. The Greenbrier River Watershed Association and other petitioners brought the motion after workers started removing trees on private property last week. The plaintiffs argue the State Environmental Protection Department permit for the crossing is not in compliance with the National Streams Preservation Act. President Trump will not be on the ballot this year, but voters are likely to cast their votes thinking about him. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has a look at new polling in Virginia.
58% of Virginia voters disapprove of how President Donald Trump is performing in office. Only 37% approve. That's according to a new poll from the University of Mary Washington, where Stephen Farnsworth says Republican candidates up and down the ballot will suffer.
The unpopularity of Trump is a drag on Republican candidates, in part because some Republicans aren't enthusiastic about Trump.
78% of Republicans approve of Trump, but 19% disapprove. That's 1 out of 5 Republicans in Virginia who don't approve of the Republican president. And the areas where he's most unpopular also happen to have the hottest congressional races of the year.
Members of Congress from Hampton Roads and Northern Virginia who are Republicans are in a very difficult environment right now because that's where a lot of the anti-Trump sentiment is concentrated.
That puts Republican Congressman Scott Taylor and Republican Congresswoman Barbara Comstock at risk unless they figure out some way to distance themselves from Trump in a state where he lost by 5 points. I'm Michael Pope.
Virginia is changing the way it encourages college students to enter the cybersecurity workforce. From partner station WCVE, Megan Pauley reports.
Over the last 2 years, college juniors and seniors studying cybersecurity have been eligible for $20,000 scholarships for committing to work for the state after graduation. But now they'll receive up to $20,000 for student loan repayment after entering the workforce. That includes a required employer match.
I think it's a more efficient way to run the program.
That's Lee Andes with Virginia's Council of Higher Education. The council voted to fast-track these changes Tuesday, allowing recent grads to immediately receive funds. The state provided $1 million for the initiative over the next 2 years. Megan Pauley, WMRA News.
And finally today, last year, DuPont agreed to pay about $50 million to fund projects restoring natural habitat around the South River in Waynesboro. The projects address contamination caused by mercury released into the soil and the river by DuPont for decades. WMRA's Christopher Clymer Kurtz takes a look at the early stages of restoration.
It's a sunny afternoon in Waynesboro's Constitution Park, just downstream from the factory where from 1929 to 1950, DuPont used mercury in manufacturing and released mercury into the South River. For years, the Environmental Protection Agency and Virginia Department of Environmental Quality have been involved in ongoing remediation of mercury contamination along the river.
Oh, look at him. He was following my lure there.
Today, school district database administrator Wills Kitchen is spending his lunch break catch and release fishing here.
Even for the river being a little bit dirty, there's a great crawfish population. And crawfish generally will not live in water that is overly dirty. It's usually a pretty good indication that the river is not in too bad a shape.
Under a nearby bridge, Karen Brookshire and a friend have brought their kids to play in the water.
We don't eat anything out of it. Yeah, because of the mercury. But the kids, we don't worry about kids playing in it. It's a little gross, but it's not because of the mercury.
A bit further upstream, closer to the former DuPont factory, Waynesboro Mayor Terry Short describes a completed remediation project aimed at reducing the reintroduction of mercury into the river.
This entire bank was excavated, and the mercury-contaminated soil was removed, hauled off to an eligible landfill someplace near the east, and backfilled with dirt, covered with biochar, new soil, and then new plantings. And so the entire bank that you see here that stretches all the way down to the almost to the foot of the pipes, that was all replaced. This has all been replaced.
But efforts to remove mercury from the natural environment can do only so much. According to a report from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Virginia, quote, remedial efforts are not likely to remove all mercury from the system. That's where the settlement announced last year comes into play.
We're not actually providing any funds to clean up at all. We're mostly just trying to figure out what was injured and replace that injury in some way.
One trustee of the settlement funds is the Commonwealth of Virginia, represented by the State Department of Environmental Quality. The other trustee is the U.S. Department of the Interior, represented by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, represented here by Ann Condon.
We're trying to do land protection, habitat restoration, projects that will improve water quality and fish habitat, projects that will improve recreational fishing opportunities, and different things that will benefit migratory birds and other wildlife that were impacted.
Condon said that the settlement includes a fish hatchery renovation project in Front Royal, still in the design phase, which will cost an estimated $10 million, plus approximately $42 million for natural resource restoration projects. About 75% of those restoration funds have been allocated for projects through partner organizations such as the City of Waynesboro, the Alliance for the Chesapeake Bay, and Soil and Water Conservation Districts. Some include the acquisition of 2,400 acres of land, removing the invasive wavy-leaf grass in Elkton in the Shenandoah National Park, and implementing best management practices for agriculture, such as fencing to keep farm animals out of streams. The trustees plan to accept more proposals, including to benefit migratory songbirds.
We don't have a ton of progress to report right now because we're really just beginning, but we're expecting a lot of movement forward in the next year or so with all these projects.
The money isn't necessarily being spent on directly contaminated areas.
Because there's still mercury in the system, we're focused more broadly on improving that watershed in general. So the projects are kind of scattered throughout the watershed.
At Constitution Park, Mayor Short describes part of what he hopes will become a reality using settlement funds.
Where we're standing here, we kind of envision a series of groves and meadows, potentially water ponds, where we can attract potentially more songbirds. It'll be a really neat resource for school systems to send their children down here, learn about the remarkable sort of songbird habitat that Waynesboro enjoys, learn about the waterways, learn about mercury and the importance of clean water and how, you know, water is life.
Short knows the mercury from the nearby former DuPont factory will long outlast him.
You know, it's like anything else in life. You try to commit a little bit of improvement with the expectation and hope that long term your community will realize a long term and lasting benefit and improvement from it.
For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Clymer-Kurtz.
And you can learn more about that story through links we've provided at WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. That's the podcast for today. Enjoy your Thursday.